Several school district superintendents from the Milwaukee area asked lawmakers to drop the governor's plan to trim per-pupil funding aid by about $150 per student. Then Wauwatosa parent Karen Suarez Flint took her turn at the microphone.
All right, I would invite anyone in the audience who likes public education to stand up.
Despite the co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee trying to discourage demonstrations at the hearing, more than 100 people in the audience stood. Next, Suarez Flint gave her opinion of the governor's proposal.
When Governor Walker's sons attended the TOSA schools, state law provided a $250 increase each year. Why are my daughters worth less than his sons? Why is it that we could afford to pay for his children, but he can't afford to pay for ours?
Prior to the hearing, Joint Finance Co-Chair Alberta Darling, a Republican senator from River Hills, acknowledged concerns about education funding.
We'd like to put more resources into K-12 education. If we have any more resources, we'll find that out in April or May, and we need to see where we could go from there.
New state revenue figures are expected in the next 2 months. Some Republican leaders are already suggesting another proposed education trim. The governor's proposed $300 million cut for the UW system will be softened. Several UW students testified today in favor of protecting money for the university. UW La Crosse student body president Kaylee Otterbacher.
UWL alone needs to cut $12 million. And I hear a few supporters of the $300 million cut saying that you can trim the fat, you can cut your inefficiencies. But I guarantee that none of those people who are saying that are at the table watching us do this. It's very difficult to cut those inefficiencies.
One more Walker budget proposal that could be in for some changes is the governor's plan to revamp long-term care programs for the elderly and disabled. While the Walker administration contends it's a reform that would end fragmented delivery, a disabled care recipient, Reverend Gaynor Hunter, says she's afraid she would lose services like transportation.
I don't drive anymore, so if I didn't have the transportation, I would have to stay at home. I would totally be lost if I was not able to do the things that I like to do.
Some Republican Joint Finance Committee members say they're not clear on how the governor's long-term care plan would work. Brookfield Representative Dale Coinga says the public is short on details.
They deserve some certainty in the fact of what is my care going to look like going forward. And I think that we are in the position to look at what's out there and put some parameters on there or say, should this be dealt with at a different time? I don't know. We got to talk to the team about that.
Other parts of the Walker budget that drew comments in Milwaukee included dollars for drug and alcohol treatment, proposed cuts in scientist staffing at the DNR, and the governor's plan to help build a new basketball arena in Milwaukee. The Joint Finance Committee's next budget hearing will be Monday in Rice Lake. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.